Let us now honor a true prophet of our land, Forrest MacDonald. Texan and the World War II veteran at 19, husband, father, and grandfather of 9, and still counting. So respected a scholar that even Brown University was obliged, however reluctantly, to make him a full professor. A survivor of the 1960s, although he publicly supported Barry Goldwater for president. Author of 12 books, several of which are on everyone's list of the best books about the Constitution and the American presidency. A master of the English language. A conservative's conservative. Prudent, wise, just, courageous. As proof of his prophetic powers, I quote briefly from two documents. His 1987 Jefferson lecture for the National Endowment for the Humanities, and his final lecture as distinguished university professor, research professor at the University of Alabama earlier this year. The Jefferson lecture was about, and who better to talk about it, was about the intellectual world of the Founding Fathers, and what a world it was. One in which a student desiring to enter college was required to translate from Latin into English the first three books of Virgil's Aeneid and the first 10 chapters of the Gospel of John from Greek into, not English, but Latin. Oh boy. A world in which the second most frequently cited author in the American political literature was William Blackstone, by reason of his commentaries on the laws of England. A world in which David Hume, Adam Smith, James Stewart, and other writers about the new science of political economy were carefully studied. A world in which the language of Locke's second treatise was common currency of the realm. And the contents of the Federalist Papers were first published in, of all places, the Daily Press. In his Jefferson lecture, Forrest talked about limited government and federalism, about private character and public virtue, and concluded by quoting George Washington that the sacred fire of liberty is deeply and finally, quote, staked upon the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. That fire, Forrest said, was 3,000 years in the kindling. Let not our generation be the one to extinguish the flame. In his final university lecture, Forrest spoke to his students, members of the rising generation, about our deeply troubled American society and how to survive in a world that may not. And he suggested a four-part survival kit. Pay close attention. One, open your mind and keep it open. We need to distinguish, he said, between what is absolute, God alone, and what is relative. Two, strive eagerly to resurrect the English language, now virtually defunct. Three, learn anew how to think non-scientifically when dealing with non-scientific things. We must abandon, he said, our fragmented problem-solving approach to knowledge and take up a holistic view of human affairs. Four, be grateful. Be grateful and take joy in the very fact of one's existence and the existence of one's fellow human beings. No matter what the uncertainties, Forrest said, whether things are better or worse, whether I'm hungry or well-fed, whether I'm sick or healthy or cold or uncomfortable or honored or respected or despised and kicked and beaten, even that I shall soon be leaving, but not yet, Forrest, not yet. All is trivial compared to the miracle that I got here. Fellow miracles, he concluded, let us rejoice together. Fellow conservatives, let us rejoice together that we have prophets like Forrest MacDonald to lead our way. Ladies and gentlemen, Forrest MacDonald.